Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today with Shindaddy, a.k.a. is it Steve Schindler today?
Nope.
Steve Sterling.
Steve Sterling.
Sterling.
Oh, Steve Sterling's up today.
He's
going to cross over once with Lee. We got the first one up. Get your pins ready for this. It's Iowa-UCLA, which we know is an epic game tonight. 8 o'clock. Iowa, the latest number I had, Jake, was 6.5, Iowa. Yep. And Shindaddy is taking Iowa. He's taking the Hawkeyes.
Okay. On the road.
On the road. Cover? Yes. Yes.
To cover?
To cover. Army versus North Texas, at North Texas. Okay. 5.5. He's taking Army to cover.
Okay.
Okay. Kennesaw State at UTEP.
Wow.
Kennesaw State at UTEP. UTEP is a 3-point favorite, and he's taking Kennesaw State. Taking Kennesaw State. So those three are that. And he's, like I said, remember now, if you've bet with him all year, you're killing it because you're right at about 68% on the season right now. That's Shindaddy's number.
Kennesaw has, what, bad record, but great kicker, right?
The great kicker. And remember, they beat Liberty. Had the biggest upset
out of
ever.
Nowhere.
They were 0-6, and Liberty was 5-0, and they beat them.
Didn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. So UTEP, a very good UTEP team.
Where is North Texas located?
Just North Dallas.
North Dallas.
Just North Dallas. Very cool
Denton?
Area. Yes, you're correct.
Denton.
You nailed it. They have a ton of students. Their facilities are really nice. Really, really nice.
I thought you were going to say it's in North Texas.
I didn't go that route. I could have went that way. Didn't do it.
Denton.
Thank you,
Shindy. That's it from Shindy today?
He does picks on Fridays.
He does three picks.
Low-key Friday?
Yeah, he's not hit on the parlay part, but if you bet with him singular, you're up a lot of money.
Right.
You'd be up, if you bet 10,000 per, we're up about 60 grand right now.
He's not telling you to do the parlay. Just do it individually.
He's not telling you. This is his parlay. This is just three picks, and so he's been nailing it.
Shindy.
Yeah. He does it all.
Thank you to Shindaddy, a.k.a. Steve Sterling on Fridays.
We have the real Steve.
We are now joined by our friend Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports League. Good morning. Last time we talked to you, you were trying to tamper Dylan Royola away from Nebraska and Miami. That was you weren't popular last week, Lee. Let's go with that with the fan base here.
Sorry that.
Evil laugh.
Yes. That's evil laugh, all right, for sure. But
well, I'd like to have him.
I don't blame you.
Better than me telling you I want no part of your quarterback. So
that's fair.
What's the odds that Marcus Satterfield gets let go?
Well, they just hired Dana Holgorsen as an offensive analyst on Tuesday, Lee, so it doesn't look great for Marcus, but he's still here right now.
So what you're saying is if he bought, he probably made a mistake. He probably should have been running.
Well, I mean, it depends how you want to do it, but
Well, Lee, let's get into this week's games. Nebraska has no game this week, so they cannot. They won't make your picks this week at all. But let's get to.
Okay, I'll see what you got here.
Let's go to tonight. You have Iowa against UCLA. Iowa is a 6-point favorite on the road at UCLA. Do they get it done with Caleb Johnson and company, Lee?
I think that they can. Now, UCLA out of nowhere. They hadn't scored 20 points in a game. Last two games, just everything went right. But there is a big but, in my opinion. They have only rushed for more than 100 yards in one game this year. And generally, when you can't control the line of scrimmage, you're going to lose a lot of games. They're going to face an Iowa team, I think, that will dominate the offensive and defensive line of scrimmage. And also, I think they found a quarterback. I'm not saying long-term, but at least for the rest of this year, who can make some plays. They had no passing game, had nothing out of the quarterback as far as running until now. So at least he gives them that type of dimension. And what's crazy is Iowa is 8-1 against the spread on overs this year. 3 years before that, they were 21-6 on the unders. So I'm going to say Iowa wins this game 27-20. I think UCLA's improved, but in the end, controlling the line of scrimmage and also special teams matters a lot to me.
Hawkeyes 27-20. On to the SEC. Big game tomorrow. Alabama 3-point favorites at LSU. How do you see this one playing out, Lee?
Elimination game, in my opinion. Three losses, and whoever loses this game is probably out. 2022, we had an instant classic. LSU wins the game in overtime. LSU was perfect the last 13 games in Baton Rouge and games at night. So this crowd is going to be, can I say, liquored up?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, 100.
Okay. That's okay.
100%
liquored up.
Yes.
Okay. And Kalen DeBoer, when he took his team to Tennessee, I thought his team wasn't ready to play. I think he was shocked. He coached at the Pac-12, and, you know, playing in Oregon is, you know, a pretty tough place. But I think he's finding out, you know, maybe there's even tougher places than that in the SEC. And his team was not ready for that game. It's going to be a little bit tougher. I think at LSU, he's going to have to play without Cole Adams, one of his top receivers who's lost for the season. Unless Jalen Milroe is on passing, I mean, really on the money, I think they're going to have a tough time here. And more times than not this year, he is not, especially of late. Wrong team favored. LSU 28-24 straight up.
And Bama out of the 12-team playoff in the first year. That would be a stunning situation.
Out of a 12-team one would be a stunning.
That'd out.
28-24 LSU. Joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, to the Holy War, BYU undefeated. 4-point favorites against Utah. Do they stay unbeaten or is upset on the line here?
I think if you're watching along with what's going on with Utah, you know, they named an interim a coach that's going to take over when Kyle Whittingham retires. I think that he was pretty sure this was going to be his last year. And if he was pretty sure, I think he is like 95% or higher he's going to step down. I think he wanted to go out on a high note, but they've lost four straight games. I know this is a rivalry game, huge rivalry game, but they can't score. No playmakers. I mean, they're playing this game all year long, and even last year, who's going to be their starter? They're not going to decide until game time. It's going to be Wilson or Rose. Doesn't matter. They've scored 22, 10, 19, and 7 points for the last five games here, and BYU is averaging 35 points per game. They're 6-0 when facing Utah when they're ranked in the top 10 here. There's going to be a lot of BYU fans sneak into the stadium here, make a lot of noise. BYU stays unbeaten. Are you kidding me? 24-17.
24-17 BYU. Moving on to the Big Ten. Michigan, defending national champs, find themselves as 14-point underdogs at Indiana. Whoever could have thought that would be the case when we began the season. But that's the case. Cignetti undefeated with Indiana. The Hoosiers have been just an absolute wagon this year. Do they cover 14? Do they blow out Michigan, Lee?
They're finally getting some respect, and deservedly so. Friend over the house last weekend, and Michigan State was up 10-0. He had a big wager on Michigan State. He goes to the kitchen, made himself a Reuben. 10 minutes later, he comes back, and they're down 14-10. And then by the end of the third quarter, should have seen the look on his face when Indiana was up 40-10. I thought their quarterback Rourke was going to take him a couple weeks after that surgery to get, you know, back into form, but he looks great. I don't want to step in front of this train right now. Michigan, I think, has played out. I think they played one of their best games last week against Oregon. Just wasn't enough here. I think Indiana blows their doors out. I'm not stepping in front of this Hoosier choo-choo. Indiana 34-13.
I've never heard of somebody going to the kitchen and make a Reuben.
What the hell? I'm going to make a Reuben.
I'm going to make a Reuben. You want a Reuben? I'm going to make one quick.
It takes a while. You know, you got to toast the bread.
That's what I mean. That's what I did. Didn't you make a sandwich? You made a Reuben. There's a lot to that.
He was feeling good.
He was feeling really good when you decided to take the time to make a Reuben.
Also, make a Reuben.
You have a lot of stuff on hand, Lee, at your house. I couldn't imagine right now if someone said, make a Reuben. I'm like, well, I gotta go to the store.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a while.
I'll slip over to Hy-Vee.
I guess when he saw, you know, it was an early game, when he saw the hot corned beef, I guess that was I just would have normally just gone for, you know, a corned beef sandwich on rye with mustard, but
he went with a Reuben.
He went with a Reuben. That was a big mistake.
joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, to the NFL, the Commanders are playing great football with Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn, the head coach there. 3-point favorites against the Steelers. Do they stay hot and win that game?
The odds on Washington entering Week 10 with two losses leading the division had to be sky high. But Jaden Daniels is the man. He is not just probably going to be Rookie of the Year. I think he's going to be top three in Most Valuable Player voting. Steelers don't have anyone near his charisma and talent, but I think they're the better all-around team. Much superior defense. Mike Tomlin, 12-4 off a bye, six straight wins following a week's rest here. And Dan Quinn's done a great job. Defense is better for Washington, but they are still below par, and they rank 29th in run defense. And the Steelers are a heavily ground-oriented team. And if they can run, it sets up play action. And Russell Wilson looks like it is a perfect fit for him. He has a quarterback rating of almost 115 and 109 in two games he's played in. No interceptions. Pittsburgh pulls away on the road, 34-23.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit MedMutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
Yep.
34-23. Steelers stay hot as well. And back to college football, your last one, Lee. Penn State, 13.5-point favorites following the loss to Ohio State against Washington. Will they bounce back with a win?
Interesting game, but we're going to find out if they bounce back. Also, Washington, which has been great at home but horrible on the road. So something's got to give here. We're going to find out what happens. I think there's a clear right side to this game. First, five callers to call 800-400-9741. Give them the game for free. Again, the number 800-400-9741 to get Penn State and Washington on me. And got a couple different options this week. Someone's never been with me before. Great way to come on board. We've had the Baker's Dozen again. We've won 10 of the last 12 times we've had this promotion. And we've had some 12-1, 11-2, 10-3 records on this. 13 games combined Saturday and Sunday. And just $97. It's a instant download, so you don't have to call me back Saturday or Sunday to get the games. You're ready to go. Or you can get none November. We call it Dovember. 4 weeks of our phone service where we rate the games from 10 to 50 units, just $297. It was $497, just lowered that price. So you want to hop on board, do it that way. And also follow me on TikTok. I have a bunch of free pick videos there. Check those out at Paramount Sports on TikTok.
Lee, will you have a Reuben this weekend to follow up this past weekend?
No, absolutely
just a
not.
One-time thing. All right.
I went on Reuben. Your best day after that. So
gotcha.
I may not see Carl back for a couple weeks after that game.
God, he had the wrong horse, man.
Oof.
The only thing worse,
my dad had a friend. The guy's name was Larry Janauer. God rest his soul.
Yeah.
was the worst, most unluckiest person alive. One time, I used to go join them and go to the track when I was in high school and college. They would sit at the racetrack and have lunch, bed, and just have the best time. He and one card had two horses that were leading, and the horse threw the jockey over the rail. Twice in a car.
Come on.
Threw him over the rail.
Bad luck, Lee. That is bad luck.
We talk about a Bronx tale. That guy was the mush, right?
Okay.
But Larry was the supreme mush. If he was on, you were on the right side. They used to play cards every Monday night. If you found out what side he was on, you might as well just put your money out there and give it away. Done.
Bad luck, Larry.
All right.
Well, Lee, always good stuff. Thanks for the time, and we will chat with you again next week.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Take care. Be safe.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, 800-400-9741, or go to paramountsports.com. To recap his picks, he has tonight Iowa covering 6 points and beating UCLA 27-20 in L.A. He has LSU as a 3-point dog, beating Alabama 28-24 and knocking the Tide out of the 12-team playoff conversation. That would be a stunner in the first year of Kalen DeBoer.
God.
He has BYU staying undefeated, beating Utah and covering 4 points, 24-17. He has Indiana staying hot and rolling, Michigan covering 14 points, 34-13. Says wrong team favored in Commanders Steelers. He says Pittsburgh as a 3-point dog will win 34-23 over the Commanders. And if again you want any other picks, Penn State, Washington, and more, 800-400-9741 or ParamountSports.com. Anything stand out to you there, Sip?
Well, I wonder right away, could that be an upset special? Washington go in there?
Washington, I'm excited about this game, except it's on Peacock. It's in my litter, Bill Shrills. But the thing that stands out to me, it's good. That stands out to me, like, this went Washington. They had to fly to Rutgers. They had to fly to Indiana. Yeah. They had to fly to Penn State.
That's a lot.
Those are 3.5 to 4 hour flights. Mm-hmm. Why don't you think about that? Three and a half to 4 hour flights. In the SEC, we get on a plane, literally 45 minutes, 50 minutes. You're where you're going to. Nothing. And that's a lot.
It is.
But I will say this. I like Washington in this game. I really do. I think they're good enough.
Okay, that's why I wonder.
Yeah, I really do.
Upset special, perhaps.
Yes.
And DeBoer, I don't know. That's a rough situation for him. It's sort of predictable in a way, in that Saban's gone. See, it's not going to be the same. Like, that's what people are saying. Shrugging their shoulders. Yeah, Saban's gone. It's not going to be the same. We thought DeBoer might be magical. I don't know.
But you never thought in the year the playoff was expanded from 4 to 12, he would possibly miss that.
Right. They're not out. Yeah, they could beat LSU.
Right.
They can beat LSU. They're good.
But if they lose, they're done.
I'd be shocked if it's not an incredible game.
Close game to the end.
I really believe.
I've sort of lost faith in Melrow.
It's not been as dynamic. Mm-mm. No. It's kind of one of those things where every time about his legs. He hasn't been able to throw it well enough. When you just run it, that's the difference. Like we talked about, why are the Ravens playing so good? Well, because their quarterback can run it, but he can throw it. His numbers were really good yesterday, last night.
And then there's Google. I mean, we just shrug our shoulders. 34-13 over the defending national champion. No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal.
23-9 last year.
Yeah. God.
And again, if they roll Michigan, I think it's fair for you to expect them to beat Ohio State, or at least play them very, very, very close. Why wouldn't they beat Ohio State?
I think they could play them. Yeah, I'm not pushing back too hard on that. I don't know that I'd expect them to beat Ohio State.
Expect them to be in the game
to
the very end.
Yeah.
I've never been in a household that made a Reuben in my life. It's only been ordered. I've never, my mom.
He made himself a Reuben.
I've never won. Well, he got up and went, they're up 10-0 and went up and made a Reuben. That's one of the most shocking things of the day.
Do they have
so far.
Cabbage on them?
Is it sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut. I don't eat Reubens. So
no,
I
it's help. Sauerkraut. This is a stupid question I just asked. I don't eat them.
Yeah.
But my mom made them.
I've never been part of one. I've never came home. We're having Reubens tonight.
I think some people make the Reuben with the swirly bread, too.
Yeah, it is. It's the marble. Marble rye chop.
At one point, Lee did mention in passing his thoughts.
Takes out on the Reuben talk.
Well,
I was passing.
There was a football. He mentioned in passing that he thought that Kyle Whittingham could be close to done at Utah. Billy, that's a good friend of yours. Do you see him potentially being done at Utah or not?
I will say this, zero insight. Okay. I talked to him often, was out there, you know, with him for 4 days during spring ball. Never once even had the conversation when we were alone, like, what do you think? Nope, didn't ask him that. In my mind, I was kind of thinking that. Now I just kind of wonder, too, when he's had that type of a career, where he thinks his team is. Because I think if he thinks he has a pretty good team coming back, he's like, I'm not going out on this. Because this will it could be like going, you know what? I got one more year in me. So I could see them coming back for one more year. And then when you do stay one more year, you also make an additional $5 million.
Yeah, that's help.
Fun. That's fun.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's also it's a lot of work. But and then also at the same time, it's like, yeah, if you kind of know, hey, this is my last run. This is what I'm doing right now. And so he might be like, you know what? I'm going to go out and try to find some guys in the portal. I'm going to go do this, 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 and this. But this hatred game, there is some pressure right now on that game. Don't be surprised if Utah beats them.
Okay.
Don't be shocked.
That would be rough for BYU.
Yeah.
I mean, ending their undefeated season, then you don't know what happens with them.
Right.
The workload, we've talked about Cignetti at age 63. The workload for a head coach is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that would give me pause as an AD, the workload. Hiring a 63-year-old, can you handle this workload?
Yeah.
Because it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's incredibly ridiculous because you're never off. Because if all says July 4th and you're the head coach and a recruit wants to talk to you and you got to talk to him.
Right. Yep.
There is no like, yeah, I'm not talking to him.
Right.
No, all of a sudden it's, hey, coach, so-and-so wants to commit on July 3rd or on whatever day of that. Well, we're in Nantucket right now. That's fine. He's going to call you in an hour, so you got to answer the phone. You're never
off. And your days, a lot of the year are 18-hour days.
Yeah. And then, like I said, you only get – you know, if there's certain places that you only get so many generational teams, which means like one of those years you just go, wow, that was a year. You get a couple, if you have a long career, you have two or three where you just go, wow, that was an incredible year. That was an incredible year. You have a lot that weren't what you thought they would be. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of despair and you remember the losses way more than you remember the wins.
You're scratching. Oh boy.
Before we get to break.
Oh, what's going on?
The three words, Bill, you do not want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked. Oh. We don't want to hear that.
No, ever.
Like that.
It's terrible.
Especially not right now.
Yeah. No.
The election's not safe. It was.
Why Connective was there.
They saved it. There's been no controversy this year.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I've heard of no controversy.
Nothing significant.
And we know why. Yeah. Because it was helped by Applied Connective Technologies.
They were on top of it. They flew out of here on private jets. Out of Albion.
Extremely important.
They checked IDs.
They are not just Nebraska's preferred tech partner, but now the world's preferred partner.
Philippines.
Philippines, rise up. Apply Connected. They'll serve one team.
Whoa.
All your tech solutions. Managing IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. And the best part?
What?
They're busy, but they'll give you a free consultation still.
Jeez. Why would you not call them? That's just me with these guys. Why would you not? The people that protected the election, and also like that. The big thing, Jake, is that the reason are they available because a lot of people cancel?
No.
What's their retention rate again?
99.9.
That's
retention rate. Can you imagine that?
No.
And every day is press on. Yep. Every day, press on.
If you want to learn more, go to AppliedConnective.com or call 866-358-0109. Free consultation today.
They'd buy you a Reuben. Guarantee it.
They'd make you one.
They'd make you a Reuben right there.
They might make you a Reuben.
They have a little kitchen right there. And they have a little kitchenette right there in their office. In Albion, yes. Boone County.
When we come back, a freaky football Friday on Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.